Hey there. So you've been sticking to your diet, and today it's hard. It's hard because there is a food that you want, or maybe several foods that just keep floating into your awareness. And even though your mind doesn't want them, oh, your lips do, and you're just licking your lips even as you think about them now. And as you lick your lips, I'd like you to think about times when your lips have been so dry and so cracked from being outside in the cold. And it's cold outside now. And I want you to remember those times and how it felt to have cold, dry lips and to have to lick them to keep them comfortable. And as you think about that, I want you to remember that there have been many times when you have been outside when it's really, really cold. And sometimes it felt good. Sometimes you were out walking in a fresh snow and the air was so cold and the world was so clean and crisp. Or maybe you were out on a toboggan hill and you were sliding down that hill in your toboggan going so fast and it felt so good. And as you think about that time now, I want you to hear the children outside in the snow, outside and laughing, and I want you to see your children. And I want you to see Abby or Owen or Austin, and they are just cracking up. They are laughing so hard. And I want you to just stay with that time, enjoying how the kids are laughing and laughing. And you get so caught up in the laughter of your children that it carries you right into another time, a time when you were with somebody else, maybe one of those children and maybe somebody completely different, but you were thoroughly engaged and captivated by that person you were with, and all of your attention was on the strength of the connection you were making with that person. And as you think about that connection now, I want you to also think that you're tired of being cold. And so before you go back, it's time to warm up. No, not that way. But just sneak out of that connection and think of a time when you were in bed in the morning and you were snuggled under your blankets and your bed was so warm and the tip of your nose was already cold. And every time you stuck maybe a finger out from under the blanket, you knew that the air in the room was cold, but where you were snuggled and warm and completely content. Hope that helped. Talk to you soon.